Apple. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Charlie. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot Door AI. Apple did not dwell for long on the hypothetical and began to tell others about his troubles and his path. He was emotionally unlucky, he was isolated, and Lancaster belied his introduction to professional football in the worst possible way. If you get to the big leagues, which is great about it, but you never go to Lancaster, you will be isolated there. He has also created and taught the Freshman Honors Seminar, which accompanies the current production from the first rehearsal to the premiere, as well as other courses. He has led and held workshops on Shakespeare's Shaking the Nude in China and conducted workshops on Shakespeare in the Shaking the Nude in China at the University of California, Los Angeles and the California Shakespeare Festival. A common theme of his activities is to improve our understanding of the epidemiology of plant pathogens in order to make better decisions in disease management. This study will provide better information to landowners and natural resource managers to help them make disease and management decisions. For more information about purchasing high-resolution scans for research and publication, please contact us at. In 1999, he curated the museum's exhibition on the tradition of lace making and donated the kit quilt, which is part of the collection of the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. He and his wife, Selma, worked closely with John Apple to compile and document this collection, The Man, Superman, and Uncle Vanya, which he staged at the Oregon Performing Arts Center in Portland, Oregon, in the late 1990s and early 2000s. He played the role of Pandarus in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, which was created in conjunction with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival play. The material in John and Selma Apple's collection represents the best of their work, as well as the work of many other artists and writers. The Michigan State University Museum offers access to this collection of images for educational and research purposes. The collection, the largest of its kind in the United States, began in 1965 with the purchase of the Apple family home in Ann Arbor, Michigan. In 2019-20, she will teach a seminar with music professor Stephanie Chiroz as part of a Mellon scholarship project called Engaging the Humanities, and in 2018-19, she will teach the seminar for the first time with her team and the faculty at UCSB College of Art and Design, in partnership with the University of California, Santa Barbara School of Arts and Sciences. She was also the artistic founder of Naked Shakes, which produced an award-winning Shakespeare production of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice, a trip to downtown Santa Maria and Los Angeles in 2006, appearances in the UCSB repertoire in 2016, directing and producing the 2016-17 season of A Chorus Line and the 2017-18 season, all season at the Santa Cruz Theatre Company and membership of the Shakespeare Theatre Association in 2018. During her time at UCB, she has designed or helped design numerous interdisciplinary courses focusing on current productions, including her experience as a lecturer with teams and in-depth students in a variety of disciplines such as theater, music, literature, history, philosophy, sociology, psychology, anthropology, economics, art history, and philosophy. Apple is now seeking an internship, possibly in private equity or business, and is applying for a number of other top-tier programs in the U.S. and worldwide. I could play a part in sharing a one-story house with John and living in a house we rented on Airbnb, as we did last season. Harold Reynolds said after the 2013 MLB draft that he could have been in the major leagues in August or 2 months later, and while he didn't know the level of talent in professional football, he saw no reason why that couldn't become a reality. Experts expected Apple's experience as a college pitcher to propel him to the major leagues. Mark's brother John said he would not be surprised if Mark felt the desire to return to the game in a year's time. Apple had quit the game in 2012 and told Bleacher Report of his decision to take an indefinite break from professional baseball, "I'm going to put it behind me. I have not ruled out coming back one day, but this is a day that may never come and that is beginning to wear me down." Should he never return to baseball, he would be the third player to be selected in the first round of the 2004 MLB draft and never make it to major league baseball. Overall, Apple accepted the label as the greatest bankruptcy of all time, even though he had not won the majors. He received the second highest batting average of any first-round pick in MLB history, and the fourth highest overall since he was selected third overall by a player in a draft with the number one overall pick. This was Apple, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1165. My name is Charlie Harris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Podbot Door AI.